Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's program is the Red Skeleton Show, Neighborhood Theater, originally aired on March 5th, 1946.
It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Rolly Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, tell me, Red, is Mr. Rolly still living at your house?
Yes, he's still with me.
Why don't you drop a hint? Maybe he'll go home.
Well, I do. Every time I run up to him, I say, well, so long.
Well, what does he do?
He just stands there and says, well, hurry up back.
Well, does he like California?
Oh, yeah, especially at this time of the year. It's so beautiful out here. The smudge pots are in bloom. The stockbrokers are sunning themselves on the curb, you know. Hey, do you ever play the stock markets, Rod? I know a broker will give you racetrack odds.
Well, no, I'm afraid of the market after that sudden little drop last week.
Little drop? Some of those stocks went right off of the financial page over to the one ad section.
Well, do you speculate, Red?
No, I've spent all my extra money on an invention I've been working on. It's synthetic gasoline made out of Mexican jumping beans.
Gasoline made from Mexican jumping beans?
Yeah. Everybody turn a page now.
Yes?
Yes, it'll save a lot of lives, you know. When pedestrians run in front of the car will hop right over them. Of course, if it's somebody you don't like, the car knocks and down and jumps up and down.
Well, say, that should make a lot of money.
Well, I hope not. I've been all week, you know, trying to get my income tax in order before the 15th. They have forms to fill. Oh, the silliest thing. They got a new one now, though. Mm-hmm. Only three questions to answer. How much did you earn, how much you got left, and how come?
Well, you know, I think that everyone should pay their income tax with a smile.
I tried that, but they want money, it seems. You know, I don't mind paying taxes, but the silly questions you have to answer, they have one form called the estimate tax, see? You're supposed to guess how much you're going to make the following year. I made it out and sent it in, but I didn't assign my name to it, though.
Well, how come?
I figure I got to guess what I got to make. Let them guess who sent it in. I'm proud of that. And now lovely Anita Ellis will sing, Don't You Remember Me.
Set aglow. I was the girl who shared those wonderful nights with you. Don't you remember me and the dreams we knew? Did you forget that kiss, my first real? Don't you remember me, my darling? You were the one who said you were mine and vowed.
Tonight, the opening story in the Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled The Neighborhood Theater. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they ain't living very well, are they? Chapter 95 is entitled Standing Room Only. This is the story of J. Newton Numbskull and his girl and the trouble they have trying to see a movie. We better walk a little faster or the price will change. Hey, what picture are we going to go see tonight?
Well, it's a triple bill. Son of Dracula, Frankenstein's mother, and brother of the ghoul.
That's what I like, them family pictures.
Newton, why don't you and I get married?
Oh, we will someday. We're bound to meet the right people, you know.
Oh, Newton, I mean us. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be married? Mm, I wonder what our children would look like.
Babies, I hope. I hope this picture's good.
Shall I give you the money for my ticket?
Now, just a minute. That's a little insulting. Didn't I pay the last time?
Well, all right. I'll pay now, but when we're married, you pay.
Mm-hmm. It's talk like that's going to keep you single, kiddo. Oh, brother, look at that Garson and Gable picture lineup there. Look at the lineup.
Well, do you think we'll have to wait very long?
Oh, no. We can almost see the theater from here.
Oh, my feet are killing me. I hope this line starts moving soon.
Yeah, I'll shove a little. Maybe that'll help, huh?
Stop shoving, pinhead!
You almost blew a fuse, didn't you?
Newton, she's getting mad.
I don't care. I'm tired of standing. I refuse to stand in line any longer. Move up!
Oh, yeah?
Newton, get out of the gutter.
I told you I wasn't going to stand in line any longer.
Come on, Newton. We're next at the box office. Yeah. Two, please.
Do you want lotions, or are you here to see the picture?
Two general admission, please.
Yeah. First time I ever saw milk tickets out of a machine. Shall I hold the tickets near?
No, let me give them to the doorman. He has the nicest smile.
He's not smiling. His collar's choking him to death. Here are the tickets. She's with me.
The only seats are in the balcony.
Oh, let's run upstairs and before somebody gets them. Come on. You were standing on my garter.
Oh, let's hurry, Newton.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. Dark in here, isn't it?
Quiet, quiet. The picture's on.
Yeah, let's stand here and watch the picture for a couple of seconds, huh?
Come, don't just stand there. Speak. Say something, John.
John's shooting off his mouth tonight.
What's that noise?
Well, either people are telling us to shut up or the steam's coming up.
Oh, Newton, there are two seats.
Oh, hurry, we'll grab them. Hurry,
oh,
grab
them.
Oh,
hurry, Newton, that woman is going to take one of the seats.
Oh, yeah, I'll beat her to them. No. No, you don't. I got here first.
Okay, bub, but I got here first. Now scram.
All right, but you're sitting on my hat.
So what?
My head's still in it.
Newton, come on.
Yeah.
Yes, move on.
Now, don't get tough about it, please. Windy old bird, ain't you?
If you don't sit somewhere, I'm going to throw you over the balcony.
Oh, no, you won't.
Okay, you asked for it.
Here, now put me down.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, you insult her. Now, there's another seat down here. Chapter 96 is entitled Gate Crashers. Usherettes sometimes have trouble with their boyfriends who think they should get in the theater for nothing. Such is the case of Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Thank you.
Boy, listen to that burst, will you? Either my voice is a little off today or I'm having trouble with my ears. Well, here's the Happy Hour Theater. I wonder what's playing this week. Red Skelton and Bob Hope in the Life of Jack Kirkwood. Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too. Gee, you look pretty today.
Oh, do you really think so, Clem?
No, but I thought you might like to hear it, you know.
How do you like my new usher uniform?
Well, it does something to bring out your personality, it does.
Well, what do I look like?
Have a peanut. That's too fast for us. He didn't get it. Neither did I, truthfully.
Well, I don't think you look so hot either. You're wearing your shirt and your pants backwards.
Yeah, I got out on the wrong side of bed this morning, you know.
Oh, Clem, you're a moron.
And I'm thinking of incorporating myself, too.
Well, say, are you coming to the show today?
Well, you gonna let me sneak in?
Nope, you're not sneaking into the show anymore.
Well, in that case, you and I are through. T-H-R-E-B, through. Yeah, I never want to see you again. So you'll do me a favor by staying out of your kitchen while I'm eating from now on.
Oh, here comes the manager.
Well, howdy, Sarah Dew.
Well, how are you, Mr. Whiteman?
Howdy, I'm Clem Kagiddlehopper.
Well, don't worry, there must be a cure for it.
Yeah, I'm one of your regular customers here.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
I always see you coming out, but I never see you going in. I wonder why that is.
I'm getting good at it, I guess. Picture any good today?
Well, we have an interesting short subject about the Arctic, about how the Eskimos use fish for money.
Fish for money. Boy, I'd love to see one of those boys trying to put an oyster in a jute box. Say, what's the admission price today, huh?
Well, it's only 15 cents.
Oh.
You know, Clem, even at that price, some guy's been sneaking into my theater every day.
Really?
Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. Of course, it's hard to see anything when you're on your hands and knees, you know.
Well, we better get back into the theater, Sarah Dew. It's time to open up.
Yes, Mr. Whiteman. Well, goodbye, Clem.
Well, so long. So long. Now, she thinks I'm not going to see that show. She's wrong. I'll get in that movie somehow. I'll run up this fire escape here and see if the old side door is open again. Yep, it's open. I'll duck in real quick. Can't do it any faster than that, you know. Boy, it's dark in here. I can't see where I'm going. I'll just get out my pocket flashlight here. Oh, darn it. It's going out. Well, can't expect them lightning bugs to last forever, you know. Well, I'll crawl on my hands and knees, the old crawling method. Now, I'll better pull my legs in out of the aisle before somebody sees them. I thought it was funny I was wearing high heels.